It's my turn.
Here is your host for My Turn, Don Wildman.
Mrs. Charles Hesse of Tripoli, Iowa, tells the following story. During World War I, my uncle was stationed as a ground mechanic at Old Chanute Field, Illinois. One day, his sergeant assigned him and two others to sweep out the hangar. While they were hard at work, a young lieutenant came in, sized up the situation, asked them to push one small plane out, to move the others back away from the doors, and to clear out themselves. Climbing into the small plane, the lieutenant took off, circled the field, and a few minutes later came back, thundering through the hangar and out again. Upon landing, his comment was, "Sure beats sweeping." The lieutenant's name? James Doolittle. All of us have heard about James Jimmy Doolittle. He was a man of vision, and being a man of vision brought him pain and persecution. People of great vision who are willing to express themselves often are met with bitter opposition. There was another man of vision who expressed himself. He said that men, all men, are extremely important to the one who made man. He also said that when we live selfishly, we shortchange ourselves. And he said that if we are not living like our Creator would have us live, we should change. They took this man among men, and executed him like a criminal. They hung him on a wooden cross between two other crosses, till his life was sapped out of him. We must not, any of us, dare to be persons of vision unless we're prepared to pay the sometimes high price of being such. We must not dare to look carefully and examiningly into the future unless we believe in the goodness and kindness of the Creator and His steadfastness in His love. James Doolittle, the Army air hero, was a prophet. If that name seems too religious for you, then use the word visionary. Same thing. And being a prophet drains the sap out of little people, or people too weak to face their adversaries. That's how you can tell a true prophet from a false one. The false one does not have the strength to meet the test, and the true do. We don't have many prophets today, or do we? Maybe we just don't recognize them as such. Maybe we're just calling them by other names: scientist, teacher, housewife, businessman, minister, or a thousand others. You know, they laughed at Doolittle, but later they praised him. They spat on the Nazarene. They also crucified him, but later they worshipped him. Both Doolittle and Christ had something on their side. They believed in themselves and in something higher than themselves. That was their consolation. Don't dare to be a person of vision unless you're willing to let that be your consolation also. Sometimes it's the only consolation you will have.
This has been My Turn with Don Wildman, a production of the American Family Association.